जगन्नाथपुरी लाठी चैतन्य महाप्रभु ही डिलीवर्ड सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य बाय हिज इंटेलेक्चुअल डिबेट. द सेम लाठी चैतन्य महाप्रभु ऑन द सेम डे यस्टरडे वॉज ब्यूटिफुली डांसिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ द रथ कार्ट एंड डेमॉन्स्ट्रेटिंग हाउ वन शुड परफॉर्म डिवोशनल सर्विस फॉर द प्लेजर ऑफ कृष्णा. So we can say religion without philosophy is all heart, or philosophy without religion is all head. In the physical sense, just like now, for a person to be living, physically we need a head and we need a physical heart. If both are not there, no one can be alive. You know, you can be alive without a hand or without a leg, but you can't be alive without a physical head and a physical heart. In the figurative platform, if you see, to live a life of fulfillment, you also need intelligence and emotion both. With intelligence, you get direction in life through discrimination. And with the heart, you have the emotion, which is the juice of life. So we need intelligence and emotion both, even for a life of fulfillment. In the same way, in the ultimate spiritual platform, also there is buddhi and there is also bhakti. That is why the name Bhakti Vedanta is mentioned. Bhakti is the devotion, Vedanta is the philosophical quest or search. But both those who are attracted by the aesthetic as well as by the philosophical quest, they come to the conclusion at the same point, which is the Supreme Personality of Godhead with all His six opulences, Sri Krishna. So, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, one who studies Bhagavad Gita worships me by his intelligence. He says, just like a pujari performs worship for the deities with his physical body, in the same way, one who studies Bhagavad Gita with absorption, he is also worshipping Krishna with his intelligence. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, when one performs the philosophical discussion amongst devotees, such philosophical discussions, they strengthen one's mind. Because the mind is very fickle in this world and gets very easily swayed by the current of Maya. But by philosophical discussions, the mind becomes strengthened. And not only that, the mind becomes attached to Krishna. By such philosophical discussions, using one's intelligence. In fact, as we said, at a physical platform or a figurative platform or a spiritual platform, there is head and the heart. And Shastras say such philosophical discussions and debates which one might do, like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing with Sarvam Bhattacharya, where do they culminate? They culminate in his dancing in front of Radhakar, which is practical devotion service, which is bhakti. So the buddhi should lead to bhakti. That is actually the conclusion. So the purpose of all our philosophical endeavor to understand the absolute truth should culminate in bhakti. And one of the best ways of expressing our bhakti is the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. It is actually the supreme form of expressing one's bhakti to Krishna. In fact, in his discussions with Ramananda Rai and Sarvam Bhattacharya, Mahaprabhu many times brought up this point that although there are different forms of devotional service, chanting of the holy names of Krishna is the supreme form of devotional service. So this is actually expression of bhakti, although we may not be able to appreciate it in our conditioned and contaminated state. But having faith in the divine words of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we practice regularly endeavoring to express our bhakti in this way, at the same time engaging in philosophical discussions and hearing philosophical discourses with the intent to develop this kind of devotion towards Krishna, then that will actually gradually bring one to the point of chanting the holy names with bhakti. So let's remember, buddhi should lead to bhakti. हरिनाम प्रभु की